last time on That's Not Interesting.
Are you done with that?
You guys want more chips?
Don't touch it.
Don't touch the chips. They're too hot.
No, don't throw it through the window.
All the kitties are gone over there now.
Yeah, they're like, get out of there. We're almost out of duct tape. What are you guys doing with all the duct tape?
Are you? Welcome to That's Not Interesting.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, welcome back to That's Not Interesting. This is Alan.
I'm Alan.
Pablo.
I'm Alan.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Jeff.
And
I'm Pablo.
I'm Pablo.
And these are some chips.
We got Lear in the house. Ow!
Happy summer, everybody.
Unseasonably warm weather.
It's seasonably warm.
For episode number 45 of That's Not Interesting. All the most not interesting stuff.
We can fit into 20 seconds.
Gotta go.
That's it. Episode 45 is a wrap.
I wanted to start off by thanking everybody in the Wapakoneta Falls School District because the trip to the Statue of Liberty was really, really awesome.
What year was that?
It was in when I was in fourth grade.
Yeah, I want to say the same for Hackettstown School District because I really did have a good time on that trip.
I didn't do that. I did the aquarium in Camden.
Oh,
I've done that one too.
That one's good.
I've yet to do that. Was it good?
Yeah, it was okay.
Are aquariums just underwater zoos?
Yes.
Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah.
And the animals look less depressed, so that's a benefit.
I don't know. Fish always look depressed.
Yeah, they're always.
I don't know if that's true.
Why don't they go slit their wrists?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's a great story. There's a story there about a
children's book.
Yeah, a children's book about a fish that slits its wrists.
A gothic shark, maybe.
Gothic.
A gothic shark.
Yeah.
Gothic.
Go fit yourself, shark.
So what are we talking about today on this episode?
Do we have any emails?
Oh, yes. We actually do. Give me one second.
Do we have any email?
Do you remember the password?
Do you remember the email address?
I have some really exciting news. I'm so glad you said that.
We did have some difficulties today. There were some post-its that were unstuck.
I untatched them.
I'm attached.
Since the last time
I'm
we recorded, which was in the beginning of May, guys, we have...
Was that of last year? May of last
May
year?
May of 2018.
What year?
Today
is it?
Today is July 1st. We have 3 new emails.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We've been subscribed and liked.
One is from someone named Instagram saying, phone number removed on Instagram.
Oh yeah, my phone got stolen.
That's not interesting. The phone number on your Instagram account was removed on Wednesday. Bye.
Was that this Wednesday?
Easy
or?
Enough.
It's been 2 weeks.
It's been.
Hi, that's not interesting. The phone number was added to your Instagram account on Wednesday.
Oh, it all happened on the same day.
So the third email is from Google. Again.
Oh, Google. They
so
love
did, the,
yeah,
did the thief that stole your stuff, they didn't want to be a part of our Instagram. They didn't even ask.
Didn't ask. No.
So they.
I expected them to
person.
Turn around and be like, "Oh, it's you."
Yeah.
They're embedding. Google is letting us know that they're embedding privacy controls, improving your privacy controls.
Don't agree to any of it.
Yeah.
I don't have to. I mean, they're just.
So just do
they're
it.
Just a fan of the podcast,
oh,
and
wow.
they wrote to us.
They knew that my phone got stolen. They want
yeah.
to make sure we were.
They want to make sure the podcast
online.
Would be okay.
Yeah, but that's unless there's some time traveling going on. You're wrong because that was May 16th.
Wow. They
the
must have
already.
Known.
Maybe they
did.
Google can time travel.
Google stole my phone.
They're the ones that stole your phone. We also have 50, count them, 50 emails about things that happen on Twitter.
I like when Twitter emails me to check Twitter.
Yeah.
But I prefer
one.
That they text me first that they're
yeah,
going to
yeah.
email
this
me.
Yeah,
email
yeah.
from
that's
Twitter.
That's
Twitter. Follow Alex, Tori Heineman, and Chet Wallop on Twitter.
Wait, no. Before we tell people who to follow, what's our Twitter account?
I believe it's Not Interesting Podcast.
Not Interesting Podcast. That's our
Not
handle.
Interesting Podcast.
Correct. And our email address is That's Not Interesting Podcast.
I think our Instagram is That's Not Interesting.
I think we
yeah.
do.
Oh, we have an Instagram too?
We do, yeah.
Okay.
Have you guys seen any of the messages that we've gotten on the Instagram?
I have not.
You haven't seen any messages?
No.
No.
We got a message. Someone was a little bitter boots, understandably, because we had liked one of their photos, and I guess it just came up looking like, that's not interesting, liked your photo. And they messaged us back something pretty aggressive.
Really?
Are you serious?
You guys didn't see this?
No.
Pull this up, pull it up. Please.
Yeah, I think now you have to manage the Instagram since I've proven I can't keep a phone.
All right.
In the meantime, we have up to, now we have 12 followers on Twitter.
Get the fuck out. How many of them are us?
11.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wait, I don't think I actually follow us.
What?
So there are
seven
people out there that are really into what we're doing. Or they accidentally followed us.
Or they're bots.
There's
seven bots that
it's seven bots
found our account.
I'll take it.
So yeah,
great.
That's great.
So where's this Instagram message?
I just tried to look it up. It's actually not appearing anymore. But
it
did say something along the lines of, fuck you.
Fuck you. Oh my god.
They were pretty bitter, like I said. They were pretty upset about it.
Do you remember their name?
I didn't send them any sort of merch after that.
Why didn't you start a flame war with them?
Yeah. No, I said no flames, actually.
No flames.
To him. I said, please no flames, sir. We ask at the beginning and end of every episode.
Do you remember what a picture was that we liked?
It was him holding some girl. It was his girlfriend or something.
She broke up with him after. she saw
it. It was like the second one.
Yeah.
There were two likes on the photograph. And it was me. When I looked at it, it was, that's not interesting. he messaged us like, fuck you, you fucks, or something like that.
So those are our social media updates.
Thanks to everybody who participated in all of that.
Sorry if our Instagram is ruining your life.
What do you got over there?
So I'd like to start with, what came first, Bill or Billy?
Oh, yeah, this is a great question. So how does William become Bill or Billy?
Well, you take the W and just turn it sideways.
You know what I'm
going to
say?
And close the gaps.
I'm going to say Billy came first.
Really?
Yeah. Because think of how a person evolves. From a baby, what's more like infantilizing than adding a little Y at the end?
It's pretty infantilizing.
So you think
you got to have something to add a Y on to the end of.
Yeah, but
so when Billy grew up, he was like, call me Billy.
But Bill, but they probably, you know, it was probably used interchangeably, but I think Billy would have been more common
William,
initially.
Then it became Willie, little baby Willie, and then little baby.
Yeah, you're not
grew
calling
up.
A baby.
Oh,
Bill.
Willie. So, okay, so your theory is it goes Willie, Billy, Bill.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
So it goes
no.
William, Willie.
William.
Well, yeah, William. We're starting at William.
William, Willie, Bill. Yeah.
William,
it
Willie, Bill.
So, wait, but why? I mean, even like phonetically speaking, like how does Willie become Billy? Will, Bill?
Maybe it was someone with like a speech impediment.
That's what I actually was thinking.
And then it just kind of caught on, and they were like, that works too.
Yeah.
Doesn't really make a lot of sense, but I like the mystery behind it.
Yeah.
Well, I think we solved that.
Okay.
All right, listeners, you want to know what you think? Tweet us at Not Interesting Podcast.
Willie William Williamson.
Or make an infographic of how William became Bill and post it to our Instagram.
If you specialize in the English language, please reach out to us.
If you don't specialize in the English language, you're a bunch of preps.
And you probably can't understand this.
Let's not attack our foreign listeners, okay?
Right. This is an international podcast. We'll be nice to everybody.
Yeah, we love you all.
So here's the untouched one that I untouched.
Oh.
And it says,
wait,
what
are
if...
Are you going to read both of them?
No,
I untouched it.
It can't happen.
Your paper?
I untouched
I cut it.
Paper cut?
No, I was slicing... I was going to break down a box.
Oh.
And I had scissors open, and I... Yes, I was also intoxicated. And I went to break down this box, and I just fucking lost my grip. I lost my grip.
Lost a pint of blood.
Wow.
Oh,
it was a lot of blood. It was
terrifying.
It was lots and lots of blood.
Gory.
It was
Jeff
extremely gory.
Very
able
gothic.
To remain calm, or was
he was
like
asleep.
Freaking
I was
out.
Asleep. I was really calm.
You were so calm. You were
he
asleep.
He kept us cool.
Yeah. But these fingertip band-aids work great.
They got the whole dynamic
idea
of it.
Yeah, it's
just
a whole
up
thing.
In
it's
yeah
absolutely.
Do you think
awesome
they would work on toes?
Yeah, I do think they would work on toes.
You
I mean, it's the same
toes
basic
I thought you
concept
said toast.
They don't taste that great.
Yeah, but would they work on toast? I don't. I mean, I want them to work.
I had some avocado toast today with band-aids.
So the first part, we don't know what the second part is. We'll track it down. It's going
to
be all right.
If you want me to leave it a mystery, I once you say the first part, I'll remember the
yeah
second
yeah
part.
No,
okay,
he's going to make up the second part.
Go ahead.
We
well, then why don't you say it?
No, you're the one who pulls the stuff out of the folder.
You're right. I am.
I
pull
the
stuff out of the folder.
I think we all know
folder
you're the one that pulls the stuff out of the folder.
At least around here.
What if some guy was doing backflips all along the North Dakota-South Dakota border and no one could stop him? Flip page with an arrow, which sounds like what you would do is turn the fucking
can
piece
you
paper
fill in
over
the
it, but no, it was
are
on something that I
yes
attached it from.
So, first answer the question, or like, give your opinion on the question, and then I'll tell you what the second page.
So the question, but there's no question, it just
wait,
says, what if
question?
It's just a
what
scenario.
What if is right a question?
So, I mean, the scenario
again
says, what if some guy was doing backflips all on the North Dakota-South Dakota border and no one could stop him? So the scenario, it
he's
solves itself. No one
yeah
can stop
yeah
him.
No,
what
stop
are you going
to
do?
Well, just because you can't stop him currently doesn't mean you can't come up with a way to stop him.
Wait, why do we want to stop
giant
him?
Giant net. Giant
why
net
do we want to stop him?
Let him go.
Let him
he's
go
not hurting anybody.
Put it on camera.
Yes,
monetize
it.
Turn it into
writing
a TV show. It would be a channel. It would
yeah
be a channel. You could just tune in at any time of the day. Oh, he's still flipping
still
along
flipping
the border.
That's, what it's
that's great.
So flipping
still
along
flipping
the border.
Flipping
along
the
border. Let's flip
North,
the border flipper.
North Dakota, South Dakota, you know, it would be great for both of those states, too, because,
there's
I mean,
not like
a there's
a lot
nothing
of publicity
there
to them. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could work. I mean, you could run into security problems. There might be copycats. There's a liability.
Yeah. Who's liable? It's on the border. It's no man's land.
Yeah, it's a gray area.
The
are there
States
cops on both sides? Like, kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
Oh, there's cops
is
at
he,
all
is he
time
a bank
yeah
robber?
So, no, he's just flipping, doing flips along the border.
So
it's called just flipping.
Cops can't catch him because once he goes to the other state, then it's not their district.
And if he's
why
on the
there's a whole jurisdiction drama.
You're not a lawyer or not a constitutional expert.
No, he is doing something illegal because
he doesn't have a passport.
You don't need
not
a passport.
Along the entire border, you're going to tell me there's no public, no private property there? He's not
no
trespassing
it's the
at
border
all
there is
that's
no
ridiculous.
It belongs
no
to the United States of America.
Ridiculous.
You know,
you
I don't
have,
actually know the legal
no
argument.
No, you can definitely have
can
property
through,
where
yeah,
your
probably
backyard
yeah
is in,
yeah,
is
it's
in one
it's
state
all
and your front yard's in the other state.
Sure,
but,
okay.
But where
well,
one
can
state
or you
another
can have property in both states.
There's
yes,
an
yeah
imaginary
and it's private property.
I'm sorry, that line is
law
very real.
That line isn't owned by anybody.
The line isn't, but you can still be in two
but
different states.
There is no physical line.
Well, there's an imaginary one.
Yeah.
They got you gotta have that part, yeah.
Yes. So
and so he's just going back and forth. So he
the line it go ahead.
He's just going back and forth. Is he going through other states or is he just going
yes,
that one
just,
single line
just
back
just
flipping?
Maybe they have a toll though, like on the highway.
Yeah. Like nobody can flip this long and not pay for it.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Not in my states.
But nobody can stop him, so what are we going to do? I mean, there's
that's
nothing.
What
nobody
saying
can stop him. Just let him go.
So, I think I'm on board with the TV.
Yeah,
show.
Just turn it into a TV
you
show.
Know. Let's not call the cops on him yet. Let's see what how this
flip it along
rolls,
the border.
How
flip
this
the border
flips.
Flipper. I just have the least interesting idea.
Tell us.
Oh my god, you're the perfect yeah, and I was thinking about these Dakota states, and they don't really, they're not near a wallet or anything.
Oh, no.
Are there any bridges?
Ooh.
Well, I mean, there's probably rivers.
There might be
yeah
a river or
really.
Highway
bridges. We should do a podcast dedicated to the bridges of
we
South
should
Madison
try
County.
To,
that's
yeah,
genius.
We should try to
yeah
go there.
What if we go
get out
and there aren't any bridges?
Wait, do you,
I think we should
what,
just speculate on bodies of water that might be in other states.
Yeah.
What do you,
it would be a great Netflix series.
What state do you think has the least
bridges?
Bridges
of North Dakota.
Yeah.
I think it's North Dakota, yeah.
People would be like, wow, I didn't know they had a bridge there.
Yeah, I think Kansas might. Well, Kansas has a river there, or two different states.
Yeah, there's definitely rivers.
Nebraska, maybe. Nebraska might be a
so what's
a
what if I flipped
well,
this page?
I
yeah
wanted to talk about the inherent bias in how we refer to states.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Definitely not interesting. Tell us more.
Well, think about it. North Dakota
yeah.
is above South Dakota.
Right.
So
do you
want to
rename
north?
Them?
You want to name it Upper Dakota and Lower Dakota?
I mean, there's a hierarchy there. Like, even if it's just...
There's no hierarchy.
There. North and South don't even...
They're
mean
cardinal
this.
Directions.
It's based on
it's
the Earth's
Catholicism
magnetic
Catholicism
fields.
I'm just... Okay, fine. Next fucking topic.
Why do you call it Better Dakota and Worse Dakota?
And that's what Jeff is arguing against.
I think he's arguing for it.
No, I'm saying that is bullshit.
Well, you think lower is better
I'm
than
saying
south?
That I think...
Everyone
no.
knows South Dakota is where it's at.
No, I'm saying that I bet you if you polled both states,
they're
South
like,
Dakotans have a lower opinion of themselves. And
do you ever think that Dakotans, like, forget which Dakota they're in?
They completely forget. They're like, oh yeah,
this
no,
is
I'm right
I,
past the
no,
right.
No, where did I grow up? I was in North Dakota.
Big shout out to all our Dakotans out there.
Yeah,
Dakotans? We hear you, we see you, we know that there's two separate ones, we know that there's a border.
And we don't think North is necessarily better than South because
it's just above
it's
it.
Just above it,
yeah.
We understand how compasses work.
Yeah, also, that guy is no longer border flipping. We can't do anything about it.
Yeah,
so
we tried.
And now, because we've sold the idea of the show to you, we definitely need royalty checks.
Yeah, well, we need some investors first to get this started.
Well, they're going to do it. We already
just
paid.
Collect them.
Oh, okay.
We're the
yeah.
ideas.
Even
man.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we talking directly to the state government?
Mm, yeah.
We should be.
Yeah. all of these podcasts are directed
at the
state
government. North and South Dakota.
North and South Dakota. We just want you all to listen to us. I think you're so great.
I mean, not just the state senate and like the federal representatives to the federal senate, but I'm up to the local level. Like, I'm talking to your comptrollers.
Okay. Somebody Google who the comptroller of North
Let's
Dakota.
Them
no,
oh,
no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll find it.
There's not, well,
yeah.
There's not one of the whole state?
No,
I don't know what
you know
a comptroller
there might be. I don't know what a comptroller is.
They do the monies.
They control the money?
They control it.
Can you go on to the topic that you have in your hand? Because it seems actually...
Yeah, so...
It seems amazing.
Synchronized goose landing.
Oh, yeah. So it's a thing.
It's a beautiful art that you
yeah.
can sometimes witness.
Okay,
you're
yeah.
lucky.
I agree that it is beautiful, but could it be weaponized? I think is the question.
Oh, definitely. We've done a couple things.
See that on here.
That one doesn't have a flip on either side, does it?
No.
I mean, wouldn't you guys be terrified? I would.
Yeah.
Well, who's training these keys?
Keys are
they're training themselves. They're not from South Dakota. They have some agency.
They're
from
they,
Goose Dakota.
They're very nasty animals, too.
Yeah,
that's true.
Don't mess
I'm not
them.
Saying geese aren't assholes. I'm just saying I think they'd be too hard to train to weaponize them.
They can train themselves.
They can't hold guns, though.
I'm not saying that they're going to... I never said that they
But you
have,
could strap guns on
yeah.
them.
No, I didn't say that they're going to have weapons. I was going to see... I'm saying that their synchronized landings are weaponized, as in they're landing in an attacking way, like an attack move.
And they're landing in an attacking way.
I'm imagining like
they're slowly settling to the ground.
Maybe if these were like huge geese, like
or if there was 300, if the five of us were walking on the street
yeah.
and 500 geese landed on top of us, that's a geese bomb, and we'd be
wiped out,
subject to that weapon that they could design themselves to. Out of self-preservation.
How would they
perceive?
What would they do to us, though?
So it's only used
they
to disrupt
like
crowds. So you, that's how you break up protests. Instead of macing people.
Send in the geese.
And you make sure they eat something super gross first.
What sort of code is it to drop on people for the geese to send them that code? What's that message?
Affleck. This episode of That's Not Interesting is brought to you by Affleck. Affleck, they send us checks.
All right, well.
I have a question.
Go for it.
Do you guys think you've ever shook hands? How do you say that?
Shook hands. You got it.
End of the question.
Yes, I do.
Do you guys think you've ever given a handshake to someone who's like killed somebody before?
I think about that all
the
time. All the time I think about it. Especially when I was working at the bookstores. I was just always like, I feel like I probably have shook someone's hand or helped somebody.
I don't know about who
killed someone.
Yeah.
I murdered someone. I know I did. I don't know if I shook hands with this person, but when I worked at the public library, one of our patrons came in an awful lot to like use computers, and he would ask me questions and stuff.
Plot.
And he was a neo-Nazi. He killed his girlfriend while she was holding their infant daughter in front of them.
Oh my gosh.
Shot through the child.
Oh my god.
That's crazy.
So where were you when you found out?
I was in the library.
And he came in and told you? Or?
No, he had been, like, arrested and stuff.
Okay, no. So he hadn't done that. You hadn't...
He learned afterwards.
Yeah, so then I never saw him again. So then, yeah, I guess I didn't.
Count,
I don't count. It doesn't count.
Wait, your question...
My question is, like...
So you already...
Somebody
who has,
like,
already
actively
murdered
someone.
Yeah.
Can you feel
and
the
got away
and
with
And they
it.
Got away with
got
it,
away.
Right?
I think about that. I look, like, you know, at, on the subway or whatever. Like, I mean...
Who are these people?
You know, who is everybody?
Yeah.
Who is everybody?
I don't know about murder, but I know...
Look at your hands.
My job, I have taken care of convicted felons before. I'm not... positive there about murder.
Felons
of
what?
Names, though? Can you give names and descriptions?
No. Health information is protected.
Good, this was a test. This has been a test. Yes. for your employer.
My integrity.
It's a long con.
Yeah.
Alright, we can wrap it up.
We're done.
Finally, we tested him. And...
Well, that's a really great question. I think about it all the time.
Like
on a plane, anywhere you're in public.
I mean, it's likely, right?
I mean, yes.
No,
you probably
know somebody.
Yeah.
You know, just like at this point in your life,
even
like somebody just like from high school or
oh,
like
I definitely
from
know someone
like
from
a
high
work
school. I know that
situation, like, and no, but like somebody who's murdered and gotten away with it.
Yeah.
Oh, gotten away with it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
People,
like,
how
many
people
are doing
murdered.
That,
too?
Yeah.
No,
that's awesome.
No.
How many people
look up the statistics of how many murders are going to go unsolved.
I know,
over
it's
here.
Really...
That's insane.
Everyone's dirty little secret, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, they're all just murdering.
I'll tell you that at one.
Yeah. It's juicy.
It wasn't even burned tonight.
If you can... As long as you can prove to me you're not a prep, I'll tell you all about it.
A poser or a prep. All right. Well.
What's next?
The 4th annual, 5th annual awards.
Oh, that's right! You guys, it's so exciting. July 1st today is the 4th annual, 5th annual awards. So it was 4 years ago today that we started to celebrate the 5th annual.
Oh, wow.
Thing.
When are they giving out?
Every July 1st.
Oh.
In
what
category?
In fifth annuals.
Oh.
It's exclusively the fifth annual.
So who won?
Who
won?
The show won.
Yeah, we won a 5th annual.
We did?
Yeah, we won a 5th annual. They just announced it.
Oh my god, that's fantastic.
I'm so excited. No, it's because it's been 5 years.
So we're the winner.
I think this year's
the 4th annual, 5th annual award.
Yes,
yeah.
We are the
winner.
Oh my god. 4th annual.
And
annual
I think Aflac was sponsoring it this year.
Yeah, they were.
Oh wow!
And they got Ben to come.
Ben?
I think we have to rename this
Aflac.
Episode 4th annual, 5th annual awards.
It's
winners.
We are. We're the 4th annual, 5th annual award winning show.
So that as of today, as of right now, we just found out.
And they give us
read that statement.
Didn't get an email about it, which is
weird.
Yeah,
really
weird. How did they announce it?
She just read it.
Oh. That's right, I do remember.
She
that.
Just announced it. Every year they come by, they put a little note in our folder.
Oh, yeah, in your folder.
And I'm the one that takes the things out of the folder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that we have an award.
Actually, yeah,
wait.
Like they're, go ahead.
Now that we have an award, does that mean we get paid now?
We.
No.
Yes.
No.
What is.
No, we're nobody's. No, you're not getting paid.
No, but actually, to be honest, you did for your work in taking
the paper
taking
out of
the paper
envelope.
Out of the envelope. You got like a really beautiful, they did like a whole slideshow.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was really beautiful. Yeah.
I hope they just didn't put the time in that I untouched the thing from the other thing.
That was a dark mark.
That was earlier in this episode.
Yeah.
And that was definitely in the slideshow. But
who's the honorary
got kick
speaker?
Out of it. The what?
Who's the honorary speaker?
The guy who invented the fifth annual.
Oh, it was word. The original.
Yeah, you don't remember the guy?
Fifth annual, wow.
Yeah, he like,
yeah, the first.
He used to like
yeah.
do flips on North and South.
Yeah. And
it was
in fact,
that
it was
guy.
Him,
yeah.
his
yeah.
show won the first one,
yeah.
flipping along the border.
And you know what's crazy about that?
It was that guy
murdered somebody.
What?
Can you believe it? I can't.
That's why the cops
wait.
Were all there.
And
yeah.
to think I helped him.
Wait, we just got a warrant from a murderer? I don't know if we want to go around, like.
Oh my god, and we all shook his hand when we got it.
Oh my god!
He's still outside, I can see him from here.
He hasn't left yet.
He's killing somebody!
Let's just wave him off.
He's a Uber driver! He's never gonna get out of here now.
Oh god, he had a 4.8 rating too, what a shame.
Yeah, wait, what happens when you kill your Uber driver? Do you have to get another Uber?
You get 0 stars.
And would you just get a Lyft?
Then you should call Lyft, yeah.
Yeah, because Lyft is giving out these, like, $5 discounts.
Do not kill us. We'll pick up at murder.
Kill an Uber driver and we'll give you 20% off your next Lyft ride.
Only if you agree to drive for Lyft.
Lyft, you can have that one for free.
Actually, we prefer to monetize our intellectual property, so you owe us a check.
So, can I tell you guys something else that's really exciting? And, of course, to our listeners, now that we have won a fourth annual award.
Doesn't it have, like, a shorter nickname, you know, like...
Yeah, they're called
the
fourth,
Annies. The
Annies,
yeah.
Annies.
No, but the fourth...
The
fifth,
fourth, fifth Annies.
The fifth Annies. The fifth Annies, yeah.
We've won the fifth Annies. Now that we've won a fifth Annie, everybody that wins a fifth Annie is eligible to put their name in, like, a pool...
Joined a pyramid scheme.
You can put it in my folder.
Yeah, let's put it in the back. We're going to get a whole pool for it.
I thought you'd never ask. Everybody that wins a fifth Annie is eligible for having all of the like ephemera of their show archived in a fifth Annie museum.
We're going to need to start making some ephemera.
Yeah.
So next year.
Everything in here.
All of these
pieces
of paper.
Yeah.
All this random stuff.
You've been saving all the traps that
we've
flayed.
All these half-eaten like peppers.
Yeah.
They'll all be in the fifth annual museum.
They can print out our Twitter.
In North Dakota.
And put that in there.
Can't wait for the who's in the bathroom room, you know?
Yeah.
We can actually have
a bathroom, like, in
the
thing.
Yeah, and it can have, like, a wax figure in it, and it will change, like, every, like...
And I heard they built this museum in the place where the 9/11 towers were.
Yeah, but somehow also, like, on the North and South Dakota border. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how they did it, but
yeah.
it's just, like...
They should build 9/11 on the border.
What's called on the border?
They're going to build 9/11 on the border. And it's going to be called on the border. And
just like the Mexican restaurant.
Yes. And you can do flips there.
And you can get sauce.
Yeah.
And then if you want to, like, you're not sure.
If you
if
want.
The,
yeah, you don't
if
have
the
to.
Wait,
I mean, this
isn't sure.
This
that one is good.
Ago,
she's
going
to ask you.
Are you done with that?
What's next?
Pet therapists with a question mark.
No.
I know pet therapists.
Yeah, they exist.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. You're not.
You're not one.
Yeah.
You're not. I'm not your pet therapist. Okay.
No, I'm talking about. Do you think it would be more effective if pets had other pets as their therapists?
Oh, the
oh.
therapist is a pet.
The therapist is a
pet. Because there's
so
pet therapy where the pet.
Would it be interspecial, or would it be
therapist
like,
pets?
If you're a dog, you have to go
yeah,
to
yeah,
a,
but
there's another
therapist
dog.
Pets.
No, it could
I
be
think
interspecial.
It would be cool if it was interspecies.
Not
yeah,
like
so.
A therapy dog for a
so
person.
Like,
no,
hamster,
I'm not saying it would
like
be
a,
right.
Like a
yeah.
hamster and a
yes.
cat.
Yeah, that's a dog.
You know?
That's a dog.
That's a dynamic.
Conversation's going on right now.
I mean, some people have
wait,
so
also,
some people have three or four.
Some people
pet
have fish too, but can fish talk?
They're a little depressed.
They're depressed.
I've heard, but
they're
yeah.
very depressed.
They can talk about how sad they are.
Yeah.
What if
talking
about being gothic?
Gothic.
Gothic. With their
gothfish.
Poor fish breasts.
What happened?
I don't know. I think he's in the bathroom.
Wait, who's in the bathroom?
Who's in the bathroom?
He just left.
Wait. We can also sell.
I think it's.
Or, apparently, at the museum, they also sell stuffed animal Denise's.
Oh!
Yeah,
that's
awesome. You can have Denise in your house while you're listening to the podcast.
Yeah. Just like for real.
Yeah.
So there could be a pet. Like, let's say.
She's also a therapist.
Yeah.
So she actually talks to you.
Yeah. It's like a squeeze ball.
Yeah.
It's
basically Alexa, but
yeah.
it's a Denise, it's a therapist. She's a
let's say
she gives some nice affirmations.
Dumpy needs therapy, right? And then snacks come
Wait,
home.
What are you saying about my dog?
I'm being hypothetical.
Everybody needs to talk it out sometimes.
Yeah, there's no shame in it. Let's say Dumpy needs therapy, right?
Oh,
so Dumpy hires Denise. To go and, you know, be her therapist. And then we need pet interpreters. I mean, that's what it all leads up to, because then Denise knows all of the particulars that Dumpy needs in order to live her best life, but Denise can't tell us.
Maybe it'll be like a, it'll be like a Google Translate.
Do we need to
like
know,
pet,
though?
Pet
sick need to
in
know.
Human
well,
English.
We have to provide something, maybe.
Oh, okay. They are at our...
Mercy.
Yeah, mercy. That's how I've described that meaning. You're at my mercy, okay? And then it's like, I need a therapist.
So that's that topic.
Pet therapists are another proud sponsor of That's Not Interesting.
If you or your pet need therapy, call Pet Therapists.
1-800-PET-THERAPIST.
Not accepting Aflac health insurance.
And farmers. We are farmers.
Just got a great idea for another episode.
On your side.
That's nationwide.
No, it's the Dakota State.
Statewide
is on your side.
Ring in.
Software.
Call us at, that's not, what is it?
Podcast.
Not,
well, you know
not,
what?
That's not...
Because we're listening to paint dry.
Now we're listening to paint dry.
Yeah. That's how it's spelled this whole time.
So,
the
yeah.
More
the
or less fun than watching it.
Yeah, that's the question.
Oh.
Like,
I thought it was
like
everything.
Dry.
Am I using my regular ears or my special ones?
I didn't even know you had special ones.
I think your ears
my
are
weekend
all
ones.
Your ears are special, I think.
Where do you keep
ears?
The special ears?
They have a little sack where I keep them. In my bag.
Oh.
But the cat's on them right now.
You have an ear sack?
Yeah, you gotta keep them fresh.
Do you
fresh.
Guys think if you listened hard enough, you could hear paint drying?
I think you could. If you were like, just hyper magnifying
yeah.
the volume. Yeah.
No. That's not listening carefully.
No, you
that's
can.
Affecting
no,
the
not
sound.
With your normal...
Not with human ears.
Not with these bad boys.
I don't know, I disagree. I think if we went outside and we lay down in the grass, and everything else around us was quiet enough, we could hear ants crawling on the grass.
No.
I mean, honestly, if nothing, if we were in a vacuum
like an
and that's
chamber.
All that we were hearing, like, I think maybe we could, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, like, when you go into an anechoic chamber, you hear all you hear is your heartbeat.
Yeah,
and
that, I...
freaks out.
It's, you know, all the time.
What if you did that, but you had, you know,
it.
But they had just painted it?
What if that happened?
So you're hearing the paint job.
And your heartbeat.
And your heartbeat. Just thought ahead.
Wow.
Next topic.
I don't want to hear it.
Name? Okay, so this one is one of mine.
Oh,
somebody that you
oh,
think of all the time.
Wait, what is it?
Somebody who you think about all the time. Who you don't know. And who doesn't think about you.
You mean like Hillary Duff?
But not a celebrity.
Someone who you do not know.
But you think about all the time.
Oh. Yvonne Toaster.
And this person doesn't think about you. Yvonne Toaster.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Just the craziest name I ever heard. She called, I was working this job over, you know, answering phones. Yvonne Toaster called. I, you know, helped her out with her thing. We never spoke again. But I think about her all the fucking time.
Wow. Why don't you call her back?
I had her phone number written down, actually. But,
Yvonne? Like, Y-V-O-N-N?
Yvonne Toaster.
Yvonne Toaster.
Did she tell you anything about her life? Like, what makes you think about her?
Just, there's something about her name that's just so inspiring and beautiful. That I'm just driven by
thoughts
of
her. Just by the delight
her.
Of, like,
just
thinking
like,
about her.
Yeah.
What's her voice like? What was her voice like?
Toaster, Yvonne Toaster. She's kind of like Yvonne Toaster, you know? The other one is Berner S. Fricker.
Berner S. Fricker?
Berner S. Fricker. He was a delight, and I also think about him all the time.
Tell me more about Berner S. Fricker.
Did you talk to him on the phone?
Berner S. Fricker, when he told me his name, I almost started laughing. He was like, yeah, so what? And I was like, no, you know, I'm laughing about something else. And he's like, whatever. And he had, like, a very, he was really angry at me because I laughed at his name. And, but I, you know, I think about him from time to time.
Would you say that you know him?
No.
No, one interaction.
Yeah, even if you've just had a couple interactions with them, does it count? Like,
yeah, it's not
they don't know you? Like,
you, I mean, you know in your heart.
If they know you?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, like?
Not like,
I think this is like old friends that you
not old friends.
No,
that's what I'm
no,
saying.
No, no, no.
Oh,
old
not,
friends are not allowed to be in.
It's someone that you had a random encounter with. Basically.
Okay.
So
like,
so
for,
this guy.
Yeah, that's a great example.
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
My
yeah,
example would be we went to a concert for this woman,
oh.
Haley Reinhardt, who I guess was on Idol, but we knew from Postmodern Jukebox. So she's like, you know, a no-name person.
Yeah.
And we go to this show. It's at World Cafe.
We love you, Haley.
Love you. Love you. You're great. We went to a show. At this show, there was this woman there who was just periodically going, oh my god!
Really?
That was her
like, over the music. Like, it was so disorienting.
Like, if like, Haley looked hot or like sang a good note, she would just go, oh my god! I mean,
she couldn't believe that she
time.
Was there.
What did she look like?
I
don't know.
She was on the other side of the room.
So you just think about like a voice, really. Is
yeah,
that
it's,
name, like,
it's great. Yeah, it's not even like
you,
had, no
you don't
comments.
Even know if it was really a woman.
Or what if that was just
true.
Your inner emotions?
That's yeah, what
true.
If you were hearing...
Too, but I'm really in tune to your emotions.
Yeah.
Are you?
I hope so.
We both heard this voice.
Yeah,
oh, it happened.
Multiple
it
times.
Happened.
And people
yeah.
started laughing at it. So there were other
that was
people
like part of the show.
Who were in tune with their emotions also. Do you have one?
I have one. I have a $100 bill guy.
Mm.
That's what we call him. And he used to come into an old job of mine and he used to get a chocolate milkshake. And he would make some sort of gross comment about getting a chocolate milkshake in many different ways. And he would always pay with a $100 bill. And when I asked him why he always paid with a $100 bill, he said that he was the heir of the Smith & Wesson fortune. And I think about him a lot.
Wow.
And he always wanted me to go to the mall with him. And I was like, sir, not today. He was like, oh, I'll go to the mall with me sometime. And I'm like, I feel like I should say no to that.
How
Smith
old
and Wesson, that's like guns, right?
Yeah.
Smith & Wesson is like, what? Yeah, guns, knives, and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's what he claims. And he always took a cab. And this is a place where you just, there's no cabs around.
Wait, where is this?
This was in, it was in Bucks County. I used to work at this market, Stiers Orchards. And he would come with a cab and leave, he would have the cab waiting, buy a milkshake with a $100 bill. Give a little fact every time. Every time I got a little bit of peeling back the onion of a $100 bill guy. And it was later when I realized, or when he told me that, he was the heir of this with the Smith & Wesson family.
Huh.
Think about him a lot.
He's the person you know who murdered somebody.
I think
wow.
you could be right on that. And it was the cab driver.
Yeah.
Is
the
that how Uber got invented?
Yeah.
I think it was. That's the origin story, kids. That's mine.
You have one problem?
Not really. I don't feel like I have. There's like, obviously there, like with people I've hung out with maybe once, right?
That works.
That works. Yeah, so I was like 17. I went to a Kimmy Dawson show. And these two older people thought I was older than I was. And they took me out to their place to go hang out. And it was like 3 or 4 in the morning. We were having a good time. I think the girl had a crush on me, but I was like, so I think I should go. They're like, alright, are you, like,
where do you live? And I was like, I live in the suburbs. And they're like, oh, what do you do out there? And I was like, I'm in high school. And they were really cool, but they actually drove me home. It was so sweet. But I think the funniest thing was that this girl had, like, I think she was, like, flirting with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then felt terrible and then getting her at home. So that was nice.
Aw, that's so sweet.
I don't remember their names.
Where were you partying? Like, where?
They lived in South Philly.
Okay, so you were, like, 17 years old and you were partying in South Philly.
Yeah.
And that's where you were like, give me a ride back home, please. Yeah,
or
I'll tell my parents you touched me. I was 15.
16. Wow, that's pretty cool, though, to be that young. And,
yeah, I mean, I think she's probably just really drunk. I remember a lot about her. She had this tattoo that was in, like, Chinese symbols. What are they called? Chinese,
letters?
Writing?
I don't know.
Yeah. Characters. Chinese characters. And I was like, oh, what does that say? She's like, your mom. And I was like, oh, you're so cute. But, I don't remember her name.
Just says, your mom?
She was joking.
I have two, if you don't mind indulging me. The first one I thought of when I saw you write this question was when we were living in Williamsport. There was a Wegmans out there, and I was with my client for work.
Wait. They know it's not Williamsport, right?
Williamsport.
Yes, it's not Williamsburg.
It's not.
No,
people get confused.
It's a little different.
Don't get it twisted.
Or you're a freaking poser.
Perhaps. So I was there for work with my client at the time, and we were waiting online, and there was an elderly couple who were on the next aisle over, and then the woman who came up behind the elderly couple is the person that I think about all the time, because she was literally waiting for a normal a below average amount of time at the register, and she was so angry, and she goes, I guess it's senior fucking citizens day around here or something. And it was so loud, like everybody stopped and looked at her. And I just think about that all the time and about how angry that person must have been in their day, everyday life to get so upset about that and like say that about these poor old people.
Jeez.
You should have filmed it. Come on, viral.
I didn't know
what
was gonna happen. It happened too fast. But the other one, and this is more long-standing, is someone that I knew in high school. I didn't know them in high school. When I worked for Taco Bell when that was my first job, and there was this woman who used to come in every day at the same time, probably like right when my shift started, probably like around 3 o'clock, and she'd come in and she was very old, and she had these really elaborate hats, and she'd come back multiple times a day. With these very elaborate hats on.
Multiple times a day?
Yes.
Same hat or different hat?
Different hats. Each time. She'd come in and she'd order a small soda. Never saw her eat. She would come in and she'd go, $1.06. And she'd put $1.06 on the table. And that was it. She'd go get her small soda. And then she'd leave and she'd come back 2 hours later and get another small soda. We called her Hat Lady.
Hat Lady, yep.
And she wore the worst perfume ever. She stunk horribly of this perfume. And this went on for a very long time. And then one day, I had gotten Chinese food takeout, and I brought it to work, and I was going to put it in the fridge and eat it on my break. And I was walking into work, and I had my bag in my hand, and she was walking down like this way, coming toward the store, toward the Taco Bell. And she's dressed all in black, like she had just come from a funeral or something. And she's wearing this a huge, elaborate, all-black hat. And I cut down the grass, like past her, and I look up with my bag in my hand, and I go, hey, Hat Lady! And she looks at me, and I'll try to describe this as best as I can. She gets down in a crouched position. Like, more athletic seeming than you would think for this very elderly, fragile woman. And she points at me, straight ahead, right at me, and mumbles something in some, crazy...
Like a David Lynch curse.
Yeah, like a curse.
You got cursed.
And I swear to God, I'm not making this up.
She flew away.
I ate my dinner that
night. She turned into a hat.
She exploded into 20 geese.
I started chewing back.
I landed in North Dakota.
I swear to God, I ate my dinner that night, and not an hour later, I was puking my brains out. I broke out into all kinds of rashes.
Oh my gosh,
she put a curse on me.
She put a curse on me.
I never said a bad thing about her ever again.
She keeps coming to the store.
Name.
She came back all the time. I would hide from her.
$1.06.
$1.06. Small summer. That's my story about that. I don't know. It was terrifying.
Then you have two?
That was two.
The senior citizen.
They both involved very angry citizens.
Yeah, we're done. Bye.
That's Not Interesting is a proud supporter of
the elderly.
The elderly.
And
North
hats.
And South
hats.
Dakota.
Lyft.
So, Uber. Cab drivers.
Don't kill your Uber driver and try to blame it on us. We feel like we shouldn't have to say it, but...
And don't try to weaponize geese to kill your Uber driver for you, you coward.
They're weaponizing the landing of the geese, and the geese are weaponizing themselves. That's Not Interesting Podcast at gmail.com.
Follow
also,
us on Twitter.
Not Interesting
Twitter,
Podcast Twitter.
Yeah.
That's
not
Interesting
not
Instagram.
Interesting.
If we're liking your pictures, we're not trying to insult you.
It's just the name of our podcast.
It's just the name of the podcast.
don't mean anything by it.
You
don't judge.
Yeah, you preps.
Fucking posers.
Love you.